and welcome to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We continue with our little mini-series in 2 Corinthians in the closing chapters, and we are on today into chapter 12 and Paul's words about his thorn in the flesh. Ephesians 1:19 speaks of the incomparably great power of God, which is for us who believe. Let's reflect on that today in our opening prayer. Lord, we praise you for your mighty power. And it's an extraordinary thought that your mighty power, your great power, your incomparable power is for us who believe. We praise you for your amazing grace. And we ask in a very simple way that we would know your power as we come now to read your words. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and beginning at verse 1, and reading through to verse 21 today. The Apostle Paul says, I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from being conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Well, extraordinary words about God's strength being made perfect in weakness. May we hear those words deeply. May we take them into our hearts today, and may we live them out in our day-to-day lives. That phrase, the thorn in the flesh, is quite well known, and it's known in the Authorized Version translation that I've just given. If you've never heard of it before, then that is absolutely fine. And in fact, it's exciting, because hopefully this reading will come to you with a real freshness today. But it is a phrase that people talk about, and it's passed in some ways into the English language. But what does it mean? Scholars have long sought to understand this. Some have speculated that Paul lived with a painful eye condition. In his letter to the Galatians, he speaks of a physical illness he experienced, and declares that they had been willing to tear out their eyes to give to him. But it is difficult to say for certain what he is referring to in verse 7, not least because the meaning of the word rendered thorn in English translations, which is scallops, is uncertain. Ultimately, we are left to wonder. What is clear is that the situation was serious. There is something that is deeply troubling Paul. And we can imagine the urgency with which he prayed that this thorn be removed, and his disappointment when the longed-for answer did not come. I think most of us know the struggle with seemingly unanswered prayer. We pray for something, we perhaps pray for healing for ourselves and a friend, and yet the answer that we hope for, that we long for, doesn't come. Paul knew that too, and so we are in good company. And for him, the scallops, the thorn, was important, firstly as a safeguard against pride. Paul had been granted quite extraordinary visions and revelations. In verses 1 to 4, he is speaking about himself, what experiences he had. And so for someone who's gone like that, the painful thorn keeps him humble. But secondly, the thorn ensured that the vital gospel principle so central to 2 Corinthians was seen in Paul's ministry. When he was weak, God's strength was most evidently at work. The difficulty in identifying the thorn actually helps us apply these verses to our own situations. We may face any manner of difficulties. They could be physical, or they could be mental, or they could be situational and relational. It's the circumstances that we find ourselves in. It's so difficult. It's like a thorn in the flesh. Paul prayed for his thorn to be taken away, and we can pray this for ourselves. However, we might receive the same answer that Paul did. God sometimes gives us grace to cope with great difficulty rather than taking that difficulty away. If this is your experience, depend on our gracious God who will give you all that you need to get through. And as you lean on him, be confident that when you are at your weakest, God will be at work in you and through you, in his mighty power. Let's pause and reflect together. Do you have a thorn of your own? We're going to pray today for God's grace, whatever form that grace might take. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace that flows to us freshly today. Thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. As we struggle ourselves with various difficulties, and as people who are engaging with this really struggle with a thorn in the flesh, whatever that may be, we do pray, O Lord, with the Apostle Paul, that that would be taken away. We thank you that you do answer prayers in this way, and that again and again you deliver us from trouble. Lord, if that's what you want to do in our lives, we lift our situation, our circumstances, our struggles to you, and we pray, deliver us, O Lord, we pray. But Lord, as we pray this, we recognize that it is possible that your answer will be what you gave to the Apostle Paul: my grace is sufficient for you. Lord, if you're going to take us out of a situation, we praise you. But if you're going to give us grace to endure, we praise you even as we tremble. And we ask that your strength would be made perfect in our weakness. And today we not only pray for ourselves, but we pray for others. We lift before you those that we know who are sick. We pray for those who are in difficult family situations. We pray for those who are struggling in the workplace, engaging perhaps in a difficult and a complex environment, trying to do really tough and draining tasks, working with colleagues who are hard to get on with. Lord, if you're giving us grace to endure, give grace also to our friends, our neighbours and our colleagues. May we all know this truth, that your grace is sufficient for us. In Jesus' name, amen.